नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् विल चैंट टुगेदर नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतिरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः नमो पंकजनाभाय नमो पंकजमालिने नमो पंकजनेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांग्रे। హరే కృష్ణ. టుడే మార్నింగ్ వీఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 10 చాప్టర్ 27 చాప్టర్ ఎంటైటిల్డ్ ఇంద్ర అండ్ సురభి ఆఫర్ ప్రేయర్స్ టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 21 ఇంద్రం నస్త్వాభిషేక్ష్యామో బ్రహ్మణా చోదితా వయమ్ అవతీర్ణోసి విశ్వాత్మన్ భూమేర్భారాపనుత్తయే ఇంద్రం నస్త్వాభిషేక్ష్యామో బ్రహ్మణా చోదితా వయమ్ అవతీర్ణోసి విశ్వాత్మన్ భూమేర్భారాపనుత్తయే ఇంద్రం నస్త్వాభిషేక్ష్యామో బ్రహ్మణా చోదితా వయమ్ అవతీర్ణోసి విశ్వాత్మన్ భూమేర్భారాపనుత్తయే మాతాజీస్ ఇంద్రం యాజ్ ఇంద్ర నహ అవర్ త్వా టు యు అభిషేక్ష్యామః వి షల్ పర్ఫార్మ్ ది బేథింగ్ సెరమనీ ఆఫ్ కరోనేషన్ బ్రహ్మణా బై లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మ చోదితాః ఆర్డర్డ్ వయమ్ వి అవతీర్ణసి యు హ్యావ్ డిసెండెడ్ విశ్వాత్మన్ ఓ సోల్ ఆఫ్ ద యూనివర్స్ భూమే ఆఫ్ ది ఎర్త్ భార ద బర్డన్ అపనుత్తయే ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు ఎలివియేట్ Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As ordered by Lord Brahma, we shall perform your bathing ceremony to coronate you as Indra. O soul of the universe, you descend to this world to relieve the burden of the earth. Purport. Surabhi makes it quite clear in this verse that she has had enough of the leadership of imperfect demigods like Purandara, Indra, and now she is determined to directly serve the Supreme Lord. Since Brahma has ordered her, her attempt to coronate Lord Krishna as her personal Lord is authorized by higher authority. Moreover, Lord Krishna himself comes down to the earth to relieve the burden of self-destructive mundane administration. And thus it is perfectly consistent with the Lord's own purpose that he becomes the Lord of Surabhi. Since the Lord rules millions of universes, he can certainly take care of Mother Surabhi. In fact, Surabhi wanted to bathe the Lord for her own purification, and she earnestly makes her proposal to Vishwatma, the soul of the universe, Sri Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru, Shri Yuta Padakamalam, Shri Guru Vaishnavam Sham, Shri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam, Sadvaitam Savadhutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha, Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamsham He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarini Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. This is a very instructive chapter where we hear prayers of Indra and Surabhi, now Mother Surabhi is offering prayers. Indra begs forgiveness from Krishna after the Govardhan pastime and he offers sincere prayers of repentance. And Krishna also forgives Indra. Now, Does that mean all's well that ends well? No, not really. Sorry, material world is not as simple as we imagine or as they show in the movies. Again, we see what happens. Indra struggles. What does he do? A few chapters later, we see the Parijata pastime, where again Indra offends Lord Krishna. So Indra slips, he rises. So he exemplifies a struggle of a sadhaka. Also we see in this beautiful pastime Indra's own forgiving and compassionate and loving nature. You know, we see that sometimes devotees have a doubt that Indra does such such bewildering things. But still, if you see, devotees have this doubt that why Krishna keeps helping Indra and the demigods. Like if you see, even in the sixth canto, the Vritrasura pastime, Krishna helps the demigods. Bali Maharaj, Krishna actually cheated him of everything. So somebody may wonder why it seems there is unconditional support for Indra. So we need to understand that when Krishna, one of the things he does is he establishes dharma. And dharma, the root word of dharma is dhra, which means to sustain or to maintain, to hold. So the natural order of the universe, Krishna holds, Krishna maintains. And dharma is what he establishes, which helps living entities live harmoniously in the material world. It helps the living entities live in harmony with the material world, the laws of the universe. And Krishna, he has made beautifully one system, excellent system, where there are different administrative demigods. And Krishna expects all of us to adhere to this system and live harmoniously. And through the whole system, Indra is a person who is qualified to be Indra from that system. And he has become Indra. In fact, Krishna comes to remove Indra's anxiety. One of the verses in the first canto, Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Mridayanti Yuge Yuge. To remove Indra's Vyakulta, to remove his anxiety. Because Indra, he has got his post through proper manner. He has performed those yagyas, 100 yagyas, Ashwamedha yagyas, and so he has got his post through proper means. So now that he has the post, he deserves it actually. And now if someone else tries to usurp that post, now if let's say somebody wants that post of Indra, and you may be qualified, but there is a system, there is a way to get that post. But if somebody tries to usurp that post, then Krishna doesn't support that person because that is not in harmony with the universal laws, the laws of maintaining this material universe. Krishna doesn't like that. Like for example, now elections are coming very soon and there is talk about who will be the prime minister. So let's say I decide that I also want to be prime minister. So if I say I want to be a prime minister, if you're a gentleman, you will not chastise me. You will tell me there is a system, there is a way you can be a prime minister. You know, you have to fight for elections, you have to do so many things. But if I say no, I'll just go and sit on the seat, whoever is the prime minister, I'll go and occupy that seat. That's not accepted. You can't just go and usurp a position like that. Even if I'm convinced that I'm more qualified, and even if all of you support me, but still, you can't do that. I just can't go and barge in. So, we'll be removed actually. I remember, I think 2-3 years ago, there was some man who tried to enter the White House, America. That intruder, he was shot. So if you breach the system, no questions are asked. No court will sympathize with you that, oh, you are actually deserving. No, you have to follow system. You will be immediately removed. And that's why we see in Chaitanya Charitamrita also that Gopinath Patnaik pastime. Lord Chaitanya did not support him. Although, he is one of the Pandavas and there was some tussle, friction with the king's son. Finally, Gopinath Patnaik was put on the changa. He was about to be sentenced to death. So that time devotees came and requested Lord Chaitanya to petition the king. Lord Chaitanya said, I am a sannyasi. And secondly, Lord Chaitanya also said, you know, what belongs to the government is more important than brahmanas. So I can't help if you cheat. So that's why, although, so we need to understand this aspect also, that Lord supports Indra many times, we see in the past times, because he is the official administrative head. And but we should also understand that doesn't mean Lord is ignoring Indra's mistakes. No, he doesn't ignore his mistakes. He chastises him, he punishes him. And he teaches him a lesson. Like in Govardhan pastime, Lord is humbling Indra in front of everyone. Just imagine, in front of all the demigods, he is smashed. So Lord humbles him, chastises him, punishes him, but keeps him. So this is the way Lord takes care of humbling his devotees. Of course, all this administrative aspect and Indra's being so glorious is not discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam gives a completely different perspective on the whole episode. So that for ourselves, we can identify, we can connect to Indra, we can relate to him as a sadhaka. Therefore, you see in Srimad Bhagavatam, Indra is presented as a very foolish person, somebody who is struggling. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is the most advanced Vedic literature, Pramanam Amalam. So Srimad Bhagavatam compels us to ask certain uncomfortable questions to ourselves. You know, am I aspiring to be a pure devotee? Am I a mixed devotee? What do we really want in life? So these questions we are forced to ask because we see Indra, he is appearing in Srimad Bhagavatam, pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, as a foolish person. So Srimad Bhagavatam is very special amongst all the Vedic literatures because it raises these questions. What do I want in life? Am I simply attached to mere possessions or positions? Or do I want pure devotional service? Do I want to be Krishna conscious? So when you see Indra is like this, he is doing like this. Am I also doing like this? Am I also behaving like this? Am I also offending devotees? These are the questions a devotee asks. Like we generally like to quote this pastime of Srila Prabhupada. He said, simply by, you know, eating gulab jamun, we go back to Godhead. So we like those pastimes. They are very inspiring and we feel very happy. But Srila Prabhupada has also spoken some things which are very deep and which devotees should be a little alarmed when they hear. Like Srila Prabhupada once said, that if I tell you how much tears you have to shed to get love of Krishna, you will get scared and you may run away. That will not quote. Because, you know, we may want to falsely assure ourselves that everything is going okay. But by reading pastimes of Indra, as illustrated in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, a devotee is humbled. A devotee identifies with the character of Indra. That's why you see in Srimad Bhagavatam, the heroes, Indra is not the hero, although in many Puranas, he is explained as a hero. Srimad Bhagavatam, we have Surabhi here, she is coming out as a hero. Or Bali Maharaj, or Vritrasur. And talking about Vritrasur, this is a very amazing understanding. Here again we see, there are many Puranas where Vritrasur pastime is mentioned. But if you see Srimad Bhagavatam in many learned circles, amongst Vedic scholars, Srimad Bhagavatam is presented by Acharyas as a scripture which contains Vritrasur pastime. Means, Srimad Bhagavatam is presented as a literature which contains Vritrasur pastime. That the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam, like one of the highlights of Srimad Bhagavatam is Vritrasur pastime. In fact, Sridhar Swami also writes in his commentary that Srimad Bhagavatam is very special and it contains Vritrasur pastime. But it's amazing because Vritrasur pastime is anyway the oldest and well-known pastime in the Puranas. So what is so special about Srimad Bhagavatam that it is mentioned there also? Like Radhika Raman Prabhu was saying once that Vritrasur pastime is there in Rigveda also. So if it is already there in so many Vedic literatures, why is this Vritrasur pastime mentioned as the most unique feature of Srimad Bhagavatam? So why? Because the description given in Srimad Bhagavatam of Vritrasur pastime is unique. Because the focus is glorification of Vritrasur as a devotee. So Vritrasur, in the whole pastime, if you see the sixth canto, the Vritrasur emerges as a devotee. So he is a good guy. You know, he is not a bad guy. This is very nice. Srila Prabhupada also writes in one purport there. Vritrasur is the Sura and Indra is the Asura in this pastime. And Indra himself tells that when the fight is going on, by hearing Vritrasura's instructions, Indra tells him that Indra is also amazed. He says, you are given up the nature of a demon. And if you compare the other Puranas, you will see Indra is presented as a hero. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, Vritrasura is teasing Indra. That is the section where Vritrasura is making fun of Indra. He says, Indra, you stay here and rot in this material world, and I am going back home, back to Godhead. So you see, Srimad Bhagavatam has changed the whole paradigm. This whole paradigm is changed. So if I am reading Bhagavatam, if we are reading Bhagavatam, a sincere sadhaka will think, when he reads this Prabhupada statement, Indra is Asura, Vritrasura is Sura, Prabhupada writes. So when a sincere devotee reads, he is compelled to ask this question. Oh, am I Sura? Am I Asura? That's how Srimad Bhagavatam has presented Indra, completely different than what the Puranas have mentioned. So we can ask ourselves, what do I want? What am I doing? Indra in the Bhagavatam, he stumbles. He comes out as very foolish. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, the hero is a pure devotee. The mixed devotee is not the hero. That is the speciality of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's amazing, actually, if you see Indra's career. In the Puranas mentioned, Indra's major heroic activity in the Puranas comes out as his killing of Vritrasur. That is considered as his most glorious activity in his career. But in that whole pastime mentioned, the way it is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam is, Indra comes out as foolish. So that's the speciality of Srimad Bhagavatam. In fact, in that whole pastime we see how Indra is throwing a spear and so many things, and Vritrasur is easily holding it to the left hand and throwing it back, and Indra falls unconscious. And at one point of time, Indra has got this weapon which Lord Narayan himself has given. You know, through his blessing it has come. And he loses confidence. He doesn't have faith in that weapon that it can kill Vritrasur, because he is so shaken by Vritrasur's fighting. So he is bewildered, and Vritrasur tells him, come on, Indra, kill me. Don't be depressed. So Vritrasur's instructions then go deeper. Aham harer tava pade kamula dasanu dasa bhavitasmi bhuya manasmareta supater gunamste grini tava karma karo tukaya. So towards the end, Vritrasur has entered deep meditation on Lord Vishnu, and he is saying, my only aspiration. And Indra is hearing this. Aham arertava padeka mula. I just want to be at the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna. And what do I want to be? Dasanu dasa bhavitasmi bhuya. Always, past, present, future, always I want to be servant of servant. Manas mareta supater gunamste grini tava karma karo tukaya. With my words, body, actions and my mind, I just want to be servant of Krishna, of Krishna's devotees. And Srila Prabhupada, the first sentence he writes in this purport is, this verse is the sum and substance of devotional service. And towards the end of the purport he says, if we can internalize the principles of this verse, then our life will become successful. Srila Prabhupada says that. So this is Srimad Bhagavatam. And later on, when you know the fight again resumes, and Vritrasur sits in meditation to leave his body, and it takes 1 year for Indra to kill Vritrasur. Srila Prabhupada explains why it took him so long. Why it took so long for Indra to kill Vritrasur? Because Srila Prabhupada says, because Vritrasur, Indra was feeling bad that he is killing a devotee. Indra became so confused, bewildered. So this is the way Srimad Bhagavatam challenges us. You are a devotee. We see Indra stumbles. We have seen Brahmaji making mistakes. And Srimad Bhagavatam therefore presents pure devotional service as the highest. Even in other pastimes, if you see Lord Narsimhadev's pastime. Now Narsimhadev's pastime is mentioned in many other Puranas also. But if you see, who is the hero in Srimad Bhagavatam? Prahlad Maharaj. His beautiful prayers, his instructions to his classmates. See, in other Puranas we find not Narsimhadev is the main hero, and also his killing is described in great detail. And also you see in Bhagavatam, Bhishma Pitama, how he comes out in Mahabharata and Bhagavatam. Or Kunti Devi, she is a classic example. Kunti Maharani is a classic example. Her prayers, her mood. I remember before coming to ISKCON, I never thought Kunti Devi is a pure devotee. First of all, we didn't know what is a pure devotee. Not that we know now, but Kunti Devi comes out as amazing, you know. I remember when I came to ISKCON after some month, I took this book, Teachings of Queen Kunti, and I thought I'll gift it to my father. So I went to his bedroom, I kept it there. So in the morning he saw, and he was telling me, what is this? Kunti gives teachings? He said, Mahabharata, Krishna has given, Yudhishthira Maharaj has given, Bhishma has given. I said, you read this. Then my father understood, you know. But it is amazing, people can't understand. That Srimad Bhagavatam highlights the real hero, which other Puranas are not explaining so nicely. So Srimad Bhagavatam, therefore, it raises our devotional service to a much higher level. That is more refined and deeper character development. There is greater depth of realization that devotees share. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam rejects lower dharma. Dharma projita ketavatra paramo nirmat saranam satam vedyam vastam atra vastu shivadam tapatrayon mulanam. So therefore, Indra's struggle in the Srimad Bhagavatam is exposed. His struggle, how he is failing, how he is stumbling, so that we can also aspire and we can learn from these mistakes and aspire to be pure. So we learn from Indra. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam, like, you know, if you take a small child, how do you tell stories to small children? How do you tell Mahabharata story to small children? You tell them Krishna, Pandavas are good guys, Kauravas are bad guys, and Krishna helps Pandavas. That's the way we explain. But, you know, when a person grows up, then all the complications come out. He understands how Drona, is he good guy, bad guy? Confusion. Because he didn't do anything during the Vastraharan pastime. And then he was angry with the Drupada, but he gave knowledge to Drishtadyumna. So people start getting confused. Karna is a villain, but he was so charitable. Yudhishthira is a good guy, but why did he gamble? You know, so how people make mistakes, and there are some good qualities in the bad guys also. Basically, the churning of the heart. So as you grow older, we appreciate the characters, their mistakes, their struggle more deeply. Therefore, if you see in many other Puranas, the story is presented as simply, you know, okay, black and white. Indra is hero, demons are villains, Indra great, Hari bol, ho gaya. So for a child it is good, simple. But Srimad Bhagavatam explains Indra is a devotee, definitely. But especially for leaders, those in leadership position, to reflect on what is really valuable, how one can get bewildered by the positions one gets. So we meditate on these pastimes, we read these pastimes, study them, and then understand, oh, what is actually important for me? If you see Indra's prayers in the Srimad Bhagavatam, they are very, very, before these verses, Indra has offered beautiful prayers. How does he begin his prayer? That is amazing. You know, he begins his prayer by saying, Krishna, I am falsely proud. And it is because of my pride that I thought you were proud. And you wanted to enjoy the offerings, and in the name of Govardhan, you only wanted to enjoy the sacrifices, the offerings which are meant for me. So first he is accepting, not only accepting that he is proud, he is saying how I have been blinded by my pride to think that you are proud. This is a great, great realization. If a devotee can realize that I am proud, that is big victory. Because it requires some purification to realize our anarthas also. Many times we say I am fallen, I am envious, we may not really mean it. But to accept that I am fallen requires humility, and Indra is offering this prayer. Like Daksha also, you know, Daksha said to Shiva, before cursing Shiva, he says, Nacha agyanam nacha matsarat. Now what I am going to speak is not out of envy or ignorance. And then he curses Shiva. So pride can completely blind us. So Indra realizes his mistake. And so we can learn from these prayers how, from Indra's mistakes, how he repents. And also Indra, you know, in these prayers he reveals how Krishna is the perfect teacher. He says that, Krishna, you are the perfect teacher because you humble all of us through your power of, through energy of time. You make everyone humble. But still, you are so amazing that you subdue my pride and you are crushing my pride without accepting my offense on yourself. Your chastisement, therefore, is actually mercy. It is not some personal vendetta or revenge. Krishna, you are so amazing. You are so magnanimous. He is glorifying Krishna in choice verses. And then somebody may wonder, why Krishna chastises? So Indra is answering. He says, just like, he gives very beautiful explanation. He says, just like a father, Krishna is like father, spiritual master and king. It's a father's duty to chastise his son's child if the child is deviating. And it is the spiritual master's duty to chastise his disciple. And the king's duty to correct his insubordinate citizens. So like that, Krishna, you are chastising me. Therefore, you are our supreme well-wisher. And then he begs forgiveness from Krishna. And he says, Krishna, if you think you cannot forgive me because my offense is very great and I cannot be forgiven, I want to beg you, I want to petition you, please understand and recognize that I want to be your servant. I am your servant. So he, Indra, he is showing that even if you slip, you keep your aspiration pure. Indra is keeping his aspiration very pure. Krishna, I am fallen. Krishna, please accept me. And how does Krishna react? Krishna smiles after Indra's prayers. And then, Krishna warns Indra. Now this is very interesting. He says, Indra, never forget your subordinate position. And it is my blessing that I deprived you of all your opulences and I smashed you. So Srila Prabhupada writes a beautiful purport to this thing in the Krishna book. He says, sometimes, you know, a devotee who is advancing in bhakti, suddenly he may be crushed. He may be materially bereft of opulences. So then Prabhupada says that one should not conclude that devotional service has made him like that. Why it has happened like that? Srila Prabhupada says, because Krishna sees that a devotee is sincere, but by some miscalculation, he wants to also simultaneously lord over the material nature. Therefore, Krishna withdraws so that the devotee fully surrenders to Krishna. Very beautiful, Prabhupada is saying that because of some miscalculation, although devotee is sincere, Prabhupada is saying. So Indra is also sincere. Devotee is sincere, but by some miscalculation, he wants to simultaneously lord over the material nature. So Krishna withdraws. So that a devotee becomes humble. And then we see how after Indra's prayers, Mother Surabhi also offers beautiful prayers. And she bathes Krishna with her milk. And then Indra bathes Krishna. Airavat is there and with the celestial Ganges. So there, after this pastime, Srila Prabhupada writes that when Indra, Surabhi and everyone is glorifying Krishna, this is very, very interesting. All lower animals, they gave up their envy because of the jubilation of Krishna and the glorification. Actually, twice Srila Prabhupada writes, in one paragraph, two times Srila Prabhupada writes this, that the lower creatures who are generally prone to envy, they gave up and they also glorified Krishna. Therefore, Krishna consciousness works. Especially when leaders, like Indra, when leaders strive to be humble, when leaders strive to give up their envy, their pride, and they sincerely glorify Krishna, then the lower animals also, you know, they also glorify Krishna. So yes, Indra did make a mistake, but he offered excellent prayers. And these prayers are worth remembering, meditating upon. And these prayers also reveal one very important point, that devotee is not someone who doesn't make any mistake. Sometimes, you know, we have an utopian idea that devotee means impeccable. Yes. But what is more important is how a devotee rises when he falls, how he holds himself again when he slips. That determines his character more than his being a flawless, having a flawless record. So therefore, we see that this is coming out in Indra's example also. Actually, one of the problems in relationships and in many places is everyone is obsessed with the idea of perfectionism. You know? I want to be perfect and I want others also to be perfect. And that creates biggest problem. Inability to accept people for what they are. So Indra, yes, Indra made a mistake, but he's rising, he's offering beautiful prayers, he's begging forgiveness. If you see in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are other examples also of devotees who come out, whose glories are revealed to the whole world, although they apparently made a mistake. We have the example of Chitraketu Maharaj. If you see Chitraketu Maharaj, in one sense, he made a mistake. You know, his mistake was he was materially attached. He was so attached that he wanted to have a child and he was not having a child. And he had 1 crore wives. And through all of them he couldn't have a child. He was actually Karodpati. You know. He was Karodpati but no child. So he was really miserable. So he could, and Indra, Angira, Rishi, they knew that he will not understand good instructions. So they gave him that material benediction. He got a child and he was named as Harshashok. So finally, what happened? He became very partial towards Kritadyuti, his queen, who actually gave birth to the child. Now because of his partiality towards her, because now she is the one who gave the child, the other queens became envious. And look at this mistake he made as a leader. Leader is supposed to be impartial, kind to everyone. But as a leader, he made this mistake, and his queens are all cultured women. It's not that they were demons with horns coming out of their heads. They were nice people, but look how envy came out of their hearts, that they poisoned this child and they killed the child. So leader, the responsibility of a leader, you know, to be impartial, to be loving, accommodating. So Chitraketu Maharaj made this mistake, and then the worst behavior came out of his queens, and the child got killed. Such a tragedy, and then he was devastated. Then Narada Rishi, Angira, they instructed him. So it was actually, in this pastime you see, in one sense, Chitraketu Maharaj's mistake. As a leader, actually is one who takes responsibility for his mistakes. In Lord Vishnu also, you know, he tells 4 Kumaras, Chindyatsa Bahum Pratikula Vrittim. I will lop off my own arms if conduct is found hostile towards you. So, leader is not someone who blames or complains. If a person is complaining, then he's not a leader. Leader is one who takes responsibility for what's happening. So, Chitraketu Maharaj made that mistake. He was instructed. He learned. And then later on, he realized this mistake. Then what happened to him? This is very interesting. He became a pure devotee. And he became so absorbed in the Lord that who appeared in front of him? Lord Sankarsan appeared. And then he was glorifying Krishna so much. There is one verse which says that he was Reme Vidyadara Sthribir Gapayan Haririshwaran. He was Reme. Reme means enjoying. Enjoying with whom? Reme Vidyadara Sthribir. With the women of Vidyadara Lokas. How was he enjoying with them? Reme Vidyadara Sthribir Gapayan Haririshwaran. He was enjoying with the women by glorifying Krishna. Very interesting. Generally, either you enjoy with women or you glorify Krishna. You don't do both things. So his enjoyment was glorification of Krishna. That's how advanced he became. That's how absorbed he was in Krishna. But then, another mistake. What is the mistake he did now? So he was flying in the plane. And what did he see? He saw Lord Shiva on his lap. Mother Parvati is sitting. And he's instructing sages on renunciation and detachment. So just like some of you are smiling and laughing. Chitraketu Maharaj on his plane, he laughed. He was astonished that, wow, amazing. Lord Shiva is such a renunciant. He's not affected. He's having Parvati on his lap and he's instructing the sages on renunciation. Wow, amazing. So when Chitraketu Maharaj, he actually loved Lord Shiva. He actually had a happiness, he said. And there was also subtle pride. There was a mistake. What he wanted to say was, Lord Shiva, I love you. You are great. But you know, what you are doing, actually, people may misunderstand you. And people may also do something like this. And they may criticize you. But he couldn't tell that to Lord Shiva. You know, sometimes it happens. We can't tell person directly something. So we indirectly, we laugh or joke or appreciate. And we want that person to understand.
So Lord Chitraketu Maharaj was hoping that Lord Shiva will understand that, you know, you're not supposed to do like this. You know, you should not be sitting like this. But at the same time, he was astonished. He knows that Shiva is unaffected. So he said, "Oh, amazing. What a great thing. Lord Shiva is having Parvati on his lap." And he laughed. So Shiva understood that he is not offending me. Shiva understood. He smiled. And even the sages, they all understood that he is not offending. He is just happily saying out of astonishment. That's why, you know, if it was an offense, the sages would have shut their ears and they would have run away, or they would have cursed him immediately there. So they all were happy. And it is not like, see, but Parvati, she thought he is cursed. He is offended, my husband. But actually it was not an offense. It was not like Daksha offending Shiva. Daksha had a bad intention. Chitraketu Maharaj had a nice intention. He was glorifying, happy. But Mother Parvati, she didn't see this intention of Chitraketu. She saw the action. Many times, you know, when this happens with us, people misunderstand us. And people say something wrong about us. And we tell them, but my intention was like this. We want people to understand our intention. But when others do something wrong, we don't see their intention. We see what they have done wrong. We judge others by their action, and we judge ourselves by our intention. Actually, we should be judging ourselves by our action and others by their intention. We should not take their action so seriously. But Parvati, she could not, she made a mistake actually. She thought Chitraketu Maharaj is offensive, and what did she say? She cursed him. She said, "You impudent child. You think you are greater than Bhrigu Rishi, you think you are greater than the four Kumaras, you think you are greater than Brahma, Narada, that they are not instructing my husband, and you think my husband is faulty? I curse you, become a Rakshasa, become an Asura." So now is the time when Chitraketu Maharaj's sincerity is seen. What does he do? He begs pardon, he begs forgiveness. If you see Srila Prabhupada in three successive purports after this section, he explains very beautifully these two verses. Trinadapi Sunichena and Tattenu Kampam verse. How when there is injustice, how it was wrong. Chitraketu Maharaj was actually wronged. In one sense, yes, it was a mistake. There was subtle pride because he wanted to instruct Shiva. But how he reacted to this, he begged forgiveness. He didn't curse back. Same thing if you see Parikshit Maharaj also. Parikshit Maharaj made a mistake, we know. What mistake he made? He put a dead snake on Shamik Rishi's neck, and then how he responded, that is very important. So Lord Shiva understands Chitraketu Maharaj. He sees Chitraketu Maharaj's reaction, and then what does he tell Parvati? He says, "Parvati, you may think you are very beautiful, but his beauty is more than yours." What is he saying? Lord Shiva is saying how his mood of being a servant of servant, his mood of taking this positively, that has exceeded, that quality has exceeded your beauty. So therefore sometimes, you know, we may judge a person in the middle of a mistake. So you may be in the process of making a mistake or just made a mistake. And we may pronounce a big judgment on him. Little knowing that he may be growing out of this. And he may actually become glorious. That we are not able to see. But we are there to play the role of Yamduta, sentence a person, condemn him. So therefore, if you see Parikshit Maharaj, Chitraketu Maharaj, both are deeply anchored on Krishna. Therefore, they could face these reversals. And they came out of this very beautifully. You know, they rose, their character shined forth. Therefore, Chitraketu Maharaj is not affected. When Parvati curses him, what does he say? Guna pravaha etasmin ka shapa kon anugraha. Ka svarga narakha kova kim sukam dukkam evava. He says, what is this? You know, this material world, guna, the modes are overwhelming. They just drown us. And what is swarga? What is naraka? What is sukha? What is dukkha? This material world, what is blessing? What is curse? These modes are very powerful. So when he is giving these points, Parvati realizes that she has made a mistake. It is not Chitraketu Maharaj's mistake. And she has cursed. And how does she respond? How does she react to her mistake? She becomes so ashamed. She covers her face with her sari. And Lord Shiva, he looks at Parvati, looks at Chitraketu, sees who is the actual hero in this whole pastime. And then this is when he says this famous verse, Narayana para sarve na kutaschana bibhyati. Swarga apavarga narakeshu apituliyata darshana. One who is surrendered to Krishna, he is not fearful, he is not affected by this swinging fortunes of this material world. You know, suddenly some situations come, bewildering things happen. Actually, both Parikshit Maharaj, Chitraketu Maharaj could have counter-cursed. But these are very instructive pastimes in the Bhagavatam. We show actual hero, actual leader is one, not one who doesn't make any mistake, but who lives by, whose life is not a mistake. We may stumble, we may slip, but then our aspiration is pure. And it happens all the time. We see devotees, you know, in a relationship, you say something, I don't know if this has happened with you, it happens all the time while preaching also. You say something and then you realize, oh, I shouldn't have said it. You know, you talk to people, you counsel people, and then, you know, you say things which you shouldn't have said, you do some small things. But as long as we keep our aspiration pure, we rise from this. Actually, this is a very instructive pastime. And also, what we can learn from Indra's pastime is also that position is very dangerous. We see a few days back, Nanda Dulal Prabhu gave a beautiful Bhagavatam class explaining how Surabhi, what an exemplary devotee, she is presenting Indra. Although Indra had offended all the cows, but on behalf of all the cows, she comes, she presents to Krishna that please forgive Indra. So this is the mood. A devotee aspires to be a servant, and that's the only way we tackle our anarthas. We become humble. And this is something which only we have to tackle. You know, weeds, just like when you plant a seed and the seed is growing beautifully, but the weeds are also growing. Now the weeds will not go on its own. The gardener himself has to pluck out the weeds. Similarly, the Bhakti Lata Bija has been planted by the Guru in the heart. So, and what is the watering process? Hearing and chanting. So the plant Bhakti Lata is growing. But weeds are also growing. Now these weeds Krishna will not remove. Of course, Krishna is the one who does everything ultimately. But we have to work hard on plucking out those weeds, you know, those anarthas. And that can be painful. Actually, nobody will tell you also. Prabhu, you are proud. Nobody tells us that. So how will we realize we are proud? You know, by reading these pastimes of Indra, contemplating, being prayerful, being attentive in sadhana. Nobody tells us you are envious. So it's a hard work. And that plucking out is it's very, very tough. So constantly a devotee has to remind himself that I am a servant. And this position is the safest. And if we can contrast also, Indra's case, in this pastime, we can contrast with our Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta of living by high, pure ideals of being completely free from pride. We have in Gaudiya tradition, all the Vaishnava Acharyas always taking a lower position. Always giving credit to others. Completely secure because of connection to Krishna. Not insecure that somebody else is better. Like we have the classic example of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. You see how he presents himself. You know, we can learn from Indra. We can also learn from Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He is not threatened. Like Indra was threatened when Narayan Rishi was doing tapasya. So what is Indra's problem? Indra thought, oh, Narayan Rishi wants my position. The insecure person feels everyone wants his position. So what did he do? He sent Cupid, Mr. Cupid, Kamdev, to shoot an arrow. So when Narayan Rishi saw Cupid, he felt sorry for him and as well as for Indra. He said, I don't want Indra's position. Anyway, you have come to attack me, I'll give Indra one gift. So he created Urvashi from his lap, you know. Beautiful lady came. Ura means lap. And Vasi means one who stays. So Urvashi is one who has come from his lap. See, in a Brahmachari Ashram also, you know, there is a saying that Urvashi is another word for laptop. So if somebody is using a laptop, so if somebody is working too much on the laptop, Brahmachari will come and tell you, Prabhu, I think you are spending too much time with Urvashi. So Narayan Rishi, he said, I think you give this gift, Urvashi. So Narayan Rishi was not at all bewildered. And so then Indra was shocked that, oh, Narayan Rishi is so strong, he is not affected. And Narayan Rishi, Indra, of course, he accepted the gift of Urvashi. And she became his favorite, Apsara. And Indra is insecure. In this material world, everyone is insecure. Stalin, classic example. Stalin was such a great dictator, but anyone would get rise in his position in his ministry, they would mysteriously die. He would get them killed because he was fearful that they may take his position. Material world, everyone is insecure. But you see, when a devotee is completely connected to Krishna, he is not at all insecure. He just has no, yes, he is absolutely happy glorifying devotees. Our inability to appreciate devotees is because of our own insecurity, of not deriving nourishment from connection to Krishna. So you see, Kaviraj Goswami, I was recently reading his prayers. So he is offering beautiful prayers in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So in the Madhya Leela, now this is already he has glorified. Now Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. But he is telling his readers that the best glorification of Lord Chaitanya is done by Vrindavanadas Thakur, another author. So he is saying, Niladri Gamana Jagannatha Darshan Sarvam Bhattacharya Prabhura Milan. So Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri, met Sarvam Bhattacharya. Then what happened? Now listen to this, this is very interesting. Esabha Lilara Prabhur Dasa Vrindavan Vistari Koriyachena Uttama Varanan. Esabha Lila Prabhu's, Mahaprabhu's Lila Dasa Vrindavan. Vrindavan Dasa is described. Vistari Koriyachen Uttama Varanan. He has given best glorification. So please read the author in the middle of his book, Madhya Leela. Introduction ho gaya, Adhi Leela ho gaya. Madhya Leela ka fourth chapter, he is telling, my dear readers, actual glorification is done by Vrindavanadas Thakur. Sahaja Vichitra Madhur Chaitanya Vihar. Mahaprabhu's pastimes are sahaj, vichitra, amazing, astonishing. Chaitanya Vihar, Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are nourishing. And what does he say? Sahaja Vichitra Madhur Chaitanya Vihar Vrindavana Dasa Mukhe Amrute Radhar. Actual nectar is coming from Vrindavanadas Thakur's mouth. So therefore, I request you, please read that book. And if I try to describe like him, I'll be acting out of pride. Ateva tavarnite hoye punarukti dambakari varni adi taichena hi shakti. I don't have power to supersede such a great devotee. Please forgive me. Therefore, as I am writing Chaitanya Charitamrita, I fall down at his lotus feet and beg for forgiveness that please, please let me not offend you. Let me not try to supersede you. You are the greatest author. You are the greatest devotee. Ateva tandrapaye kori namaskar. Tandrapaye apurada nahoka amar. So Kaviraj Goswami is very conscientious. So we can contrast and we can learn that here is a devotee who is very conscious of not offending another devotee. And this is Madhya Leela. Mind you, already in the Adi Leela he has glorified Vrindavanadas Thakur as a great devotee. See, generally, in the beginning you may write, an author may write, actually what I am writing is, you know, actually this author I have written a lot. And he may glorify this previous author and then bus, ho gaya. Then I will speak about my own glories. But what Kaviraj Goswami has done, for him, it is not some ritual that I will glorify Vrindavanadas Thakur in the beginning and then later on I will describe Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Sometimes we are speaking, for us to appreciate another devotee would mean interruption in the flow of the katha. But for Kaviraj Goswami, appreciation of Vrindavanadas Thakur is not an interruption. It is actually an embellishment to the whole pastime. He is deriving so much joy and bliss, remembering Vrindavanadas Thakur's glorious devotional service. And this is already after having glorified Vrindavanadas Thakur previously. In the Adi Leela, he says, O re muda loka shuna chaitanya mangal, O foolish people of the world, please go and read Vrindavanadas Thakur's book. An author is telling his readers, Ore muda loka shuna chaitanya mangal, yahara shavana nashe sarva amangal. If you hear that, all inauspiciousness will go away. And then he says, Krishna Leela Bhagavata kahe Vedavyas, Chaitanya Leela Ravyas, Vrindavan Das. Krishna Leela is spoken in Bhagavata by Vedavyas, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Vedavyas is Vrindavan Das. Such high glorification. So already, if that is a formality, that formality is done. But again in Madhya Leela, he is going on describing how Vrindavanadas Thakur is. See, this is actually, Vaishnava means non-envious. So Indra, through this pastime, he is showing us how we have to overcome this envious nature. And we have characters in Gaur Leela who are teaching us how the positive side. So like this, he is repeatedly falling at the lotus feet of Vrindavan's Thakur. And this is Madhya Leela. I already spoke about Adi Leela. Now the best part of his glorification is an Antya Leela, end. Generally during the end of the book, you know, generally I've seen authors say, you know, these people have written, this author have written this, and what I'm writing is kind of better than, you know, it's an improvement or better. But Kaviraj Goswami is so careful. There are so many verses where he is, I'll just speak a few verses, which is very, very sweet, which shows the mood of a devotee. He's saying, Jiva kshudra buddhi kon tapare varnite, tara eka kana sparshi apana shodite. He says, I am a foolish person. What intelligence I have. See, there are two principles Vaishnava always follows. Amani and Manadena. Amani means not expecting respect. And Manadena means always considering other devotees as more advanced. And therefore, appreciation of other devotees is possible only if we are convinced they are actually advanced. And if we don't appreciate them, what we will think? If we don't appreciate other devotees, what will happen? We will think, I am better than them. And if I am better than them, what will happen? If I am better than someone, what I will do? I will speak about him in a derogatory way, some way. Somewhere I will offend him. So it's better to always appreciate other devotees. That is one. And always knowing that I am servant of this devotee. So he is saying, Kaviraj Goswami is saying, what buddhi I have, what descriptions I can give. But I am glorifying Lord Chaitanya because apana shodite, I want to purify my own heart. And then he says, now this is the end of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Look at his humility. He says, Vrindavana dasa pratama eli lavar nila se sabali lara ami sutra matra koila. Vrindavan Das Thakur has described all these pastimes. I am simply saying in sutra matra, that's all. Some minor descriptions I have given. Because what idea, what intelligence I have. Prabhura gambhira lila na pari bujite. Mahaprabhu's pastimes are so deep, they don't enter my buddhi pravesha nahi tate na pare varnite. It doesn't enter my head. What I will describe? And then he starts glorifying Vrindavan Das Thakur with such choice poetry. He says, Nityananda kripa patra Vrindavan Das Chaitanya lilaya teho ena adivyas. Nityananda kripa patra Vrindavan Das. Vrindavan Das has received Lord Nityananda's kripa and he is adivyas. And he has described Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Chaitanya mangalate ho likhi sthane sthane sei vachana shuno sei parama pramane. This is a very beautiful verse. He's saying, Shei vachana suno, you please hear what Vrindavan Das Thakur have written. That is the greatest evidence. So then somebody, after hearing all this, somebody may say, see, this is unbelievable kind of appreciation. And somebody may say, but Chaitanya Charitamrita is also great. Isn't it? Logically, if you see, Chaitanya Charitamrita is also beautiful. Humility doesn't mean simply to say that, Are, I am, you know, I don't have anything. Sometimes you may have. Krishna has given you. Like somebody is beautiful and says, I am ugly. Come on. You know, denying what is obvious is not humility. Or if somebody sings well and says, no, I sing like a crow. But you are actually singing well. So humility doesn't mean to deny what is obvious. Humility means to give credit to Krishna, to give credit to where it is due. So Kaviraj Goswami, you know, he knows, people will say, this is beautiful literature. No, Chaitanya Charitamrita is excellent. So he is careful. So he gives a beautiful analogy to explain what is his position, what is Vrindavan Das Thakur, and what is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he gives an analogy. He says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime is like an ocean of nectar. Chaitanya Lilamrita Sindhu Dugdabdi Saman. So Chaitanya Lilamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime is an ocean of nectar in milk, Dugdabdi Saman. And who is Vrindavan Das Thakur? Chaitanya Lilamrita Sindhu Dugdabdi Saman Trishna Rupa Jhari Bari Teho Kailapan. So Vrindavan Das Thakur is like a thirsty man. He took a jar, he took that milk from that ocean and he drank that nectar. And who am I? Kairaj Goswami says, I was standing nearby at the lotus feet of Vrindavan Das Thakur as he was drinking this nectar. Tandra, Jhari, Sheshamrita, Kichu More Dila, Tateka Bharila Peta, Trishna Mora Gela. So he says, Vrindavanadas Thakur was drinking. Tanra Jari Sheshamrita Kichu More Dila. I got some drops from the nectar that he was drinking. Tateka Bharila Pet. So my stomach got filled by that remnant of what Vrindavanadas Thakur was relishing. So like this he's saying, what can I describe? Ami Eka Kshudra Jiv Pakshiranga Tuni Seyache Trishnaye Piye Samudrera Pani. He says, just like a small bird, how much water it can drink from the ocean. So how much can I drink from the ocean of Mahaprabhu's pastimes? So like this, he is beautifully glorifying other devotees, glorifying Vrindavanadas Thakur. Finally, he starts glorifying all of you, future devotees also. He says, all readers of Chaitanya Charitamrita, please bless me. And then, you know, he comes to an amazing situation. A proud person, which Indra is teaching us, may act violently. Now, a humble person, Kaviraj Goswami is exemplifying, even he is in a quandary, he is in a confusing situation, he has to say something which he is not sure whether I should say or whether I should not say. Now, what is his dilemma? Now, this Chaitanya Charitamrita, he was ordered to write by Madan Gopal. Lord appeared in his dream and ordered him to write. Now, he is not sure whether I can say this. How can you tell that Krishna came in my dream and told me to write? So, he is saying, Shri Madan Gopal More Lekai Agya Kori Kai Tena Yuai Tabu Rahi Tena Pari. I am not able to say it, but I am not able to keep it to myself also. Because if I don't say that Krishna ordered me to write, I will be guilty of ingratitude. And if I speak it, I am acting out of pride. So please, my dear readers, don't be angry with me. You know, I am proud, but please forgive me. Na kahite hoye mora kritagyata dosh dambakari boli shrota na karaho rosh. Please don't be angry with me. And then he's saying, therefore I need all of your mercy. Tuma sabara charana dhuli karinu vandana tate chaitanya lila hoila ye kichu likhana. Therefore I fall at the lotus feet of all the devotees and take their dust. And only by their mercy I can write Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this is a devotee, he doesn't want anything for himself, he just wants to glorify. Because you know, when we take glorification, when we aspire for that, see, when we get glorified, it's not that we don't like it. We like it and that's okay, we get encouraged. But to always hanker for it, and if our devotional service is dependent on being glorified always, then that's very unfortunate. But when somebody genuinely appreciates you, we can always receive it also gratefully. When sincere devotees, you know, they genuinely appreciate you, it's sometimes a service to receive it also, and we feel encouraged, we feel nice. But if our devotional service is dependent on that, that's very unfortunate. And for advanced pure devotees like Kaviraj Goswami, they don't want anything for themselves. Because if we seek glorification for ourselves, we'll never be satisfied. Just like if you're thirsty and if you drink salt water, what will happen? If you're thirsty and if you drink salt water, more thirst. So getting glorification from this world, getting possessions, all this is completely dissatisfying to the heart. Therefore, one who is really having knowledge, one who is actually learned, one who is actually powerful, like Indra, if he is actually a pure devotee, he would not become proud. Kaviraj Goswami is teaching us that a pure devotee will never, you know, for a pure devotee, knowledge and humility are synonymous. Just like we use these two words synonymously, lust and sex. Actually, they mean same, right? Sometimes we use lust, but what it means is sex. Similarly, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Amanitva Madam Vittam. Knowledge means humility. Humility means knowledge. Because knowledge, what is the highest knowledge? I am servant of Krishna. And one who is fixed in this knowledge of being servant of Krishna, he is actually humble. So ultimately, a pure devotee is one who is completely fixed in this consciousness, that I am simply a servant. And we have seen that leadership is sustainable when devotees are acting on the platform of being genuinely a servant. That can melt people's hearts. That can actually help spread the preaching mission. There is one very amazing example which I personally witnessed, which I can share here. You know, there is one devotee I spoke about him also in the past. So one young boy was going to Arshu Bilas Prabhu's program. So he said, he liked the program. So he called up his father. His father was outstation. So he told him, I am, you know, going to ISKCON. So his father didn't say anything on the phone. He kept the phone and then immediately came back to Mumbai very fast. meet him. What happened to my son? He's going to ISKCON. So when his father came, he told his son, this boy's name is Chinmay. Chinmay, no? He's there here. Chinmay is, so father came back. Chinmay Kanakia. So his father came back. His father's name is Chetan. So his father said, you know, you go to ISKCON. What do they tell you? So he told him that they told me to chant Hare Krishna, this. So then Chetan told him, he became very emotional. Father became very emotional. He said, beta, excellent. Please keep going. I'm so grateful that you connected to ISKCON. And then he told him, he took him to the loft and there opened one dabba. There was one bead bag inside. He said, you see this bead bag? So the son said, yes, I see it every year. We do mark cleaning. You know, we see this bead bag. Then we put it back. What is this? So then his father said, you know, when I was a young boy like you, I used to go to Hare Krishna program. I was in IIT 25 years ago, 27 years ago. They used to have some program. And then they told me, you know, then I was doing my MS, I went to Boston. So they told me, go to Boston. So there we have a ISKCON temple and go and meet on. So then I took that, I went to Boston. University was far. So then I went to the temple and there I met on Brahmachari. His name was Niranjan Das Brahmachari. And you know, he was so nice to me. He would give me cakes. He would cook prasad for me. He took care of me so much. He gave me so much love. You know, he served me so nicely. And then I was chanting 16 rounds. So then his son was excited. He said, then what? You know? And then I was chanting. I was fixed up. And then I finished my MS. And then I had to come back to India. And then by the power of time, distractions, I stopped chanting. Then I got married to your mother. I was in Maya. So basically, I gave up. But on and off, I would remember this Niranjan Das Brahmachari, you know, how he loved me, how he gave me Mahaprasad, how he cooked for me. So then his father said, so now I am so happy that you are connected. Very good. Keep going. So this boy started coming more, started chanting. Then he joined the base in Borivali. So one day he called up his father. His father was in, I think, Vikroli area. He said, Papa, today, one very special guest is coming to temple. There is a lecture. And who was that giving? Who was the person giving class? Niranjan Swami Maharaj. So our Chetan Kanakyaji came for the class. He was sitting. And Niranjan Swami Maharaj gave a class in the evening, night. After the class, he got up and everyone surrounded him. So he was completely emotional. So he came, he stood there. This is after 27, 28 years they were seeing. So he said, Maharaj! So Maharaj just, he looked at everyone, he looked at him also like this. He said, Maharaj, recognize me. So Maharaj just looked at him, didn't know, because there are so many people, so many faces, so much time had passed. So this man said, Maharaj, Boston, Boston. So then Maharaj's eyes became, He said, Chetan. So when Maharaj said, Chetan, he broke down, you know, that after 28 years, and then Maharaj said, then Maharaj looked at this Chinmay. He's standing. If I don't tell me, he's your son. Because I saw you when you were like this. So he was overwhelmed that such a big Maharaj, such a big leader, you know, he remembers. And you realize that this leader remembers because he was a servant then also and is a servant now also. In a sense, you know, a leader is someone who is always a servant. It's not that when he was serving Chetan, he had any other motivation other than to serve him and help him get connected to Krishna. So it's not that somebody is a servant one day, then one day I will have servants. So leadership is based on this servant principle actually. So that's why you see these devotees are able to touch their hearts and this man is not chanting 16 rounds. He's come back to Krishna. So Krishna consciousness works and there are examples of people who have lived by this exemplary principle of being a servant of servant. This is the hallmark of Gaudiya Vaishnava culture. And what we are learning from the pastime of Govardhan pastime, the prayers offered by Indra and also by Kaviraj Goswami and our contemporary examples is that we all always want to aspire to be the servant of servant of servant of Krishna and Krishna's devotees. Only on that platform devotional service is sustainable. So let us aspire for this and let us pray that as we are now entering a very, very special month of book marathon, So let us spend this month praying and meditating and serving Srila Prabhupada by distributing His mercy through the form of His beautiful literature which He has given, through His tireless sacrifice. So let us connect people to Krishna this month. Let this month be dedicated to connecting people to Krishna through, you know, preaching, through book distribution especially. So let us offer this month for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. We can take one or two questions or comments, but before that, a very important message. Last week we heard from Govind Prabhu about the glorious devotional service of Palika Mataji Senior, the good wife of Mahaprabhu Prabhu. So devotees know that she has been in the hospital now for almost 2 weeks now. She is not in good health and her health is deteriorating. But still, she is continuing to chant her 16 rounds and she is very exemplary way. She has detached herself from material family matters. So Mahaprabhu Prabhu and all the other devotees, family members, they are begging all the devotees to offer their prayers and blessings. And we all pray that she continues to be a beacon light, inspiration for all of us. And let us pray for her excellent consciousness by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra once. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So we have 3-4 minutes now, because then we have a special announcement on marathon by Baldev Prabhu. But before that happens, we can take one comment or question. Yes, Prabhu. Can you speak on the microphone, please?
Oh, thank you for the excellent class. You were talking about intention and action. When Bhrigu Rishi went to Brahma, Shiva and Vishnu, how come the Brahma and Shiva could not understand his intention and action?
See, these are pastimes. This is a special arrangement of the Lord to show the world how Vishnu's position is supreme. So for such pastimes to happen, Lord arranges like that. When it comes to pastimes, we keep our logic little aside. These are very sweet pastimes to show Lord arranged so that the Lord's position is revealed. And also we should know Brahma sometimes does get influenced by the mode of passion and Shiva does get influenced. Okay? Hare Krishna. Thank you, Srinathji Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Yes, Sridhama Sakapu.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Just a question. This particular pastime and something you said, we see the Bhagavatam is full of pastimes of pure devotees who made some deviation, and then there is a very, very long retribution. If you take a story of, Bharat Maharaj or Chitraketu Maharaj or maybe Indradyumna Maharaj or Indra, they are all pure devotees, but they made some mistake and then the retribution was very long. Whereas if we examine our lives, it is full of mistakes and there is very little devotional service. So it's exactly 180 degrees. So how do we reconcile that? What is the hope for us?
We reconcile, and our hope is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Patit Pavan Avatar. Otherwise, what hope we have, what qualification we have to do devotional service? Srila Prabhupada's causeless mercy, He created our qualification. Actually, Srimad Bhagavatam, this is an excellent way actually. It's a good meditation for us now. What you have spoken is an excellent meditation for us. Next time when we open Bhagavatam, we can meditate on this, our complete disqualification. And how we have been blessed by Srila Prabhupada. Just imagine Indra. Just compare Indra and Jagai Madai. See, Jagai Madai, what did they get? Krishna Prem. And what did Indra get? He got his position back. So, Indra made again mistake. But what did Lord tell Jagai Madai? Sin no more. So, for highest reward, Krishna Prem, what is the price being asked? Sin no more. So we can't take it as an excuse that I'll slip and I'll, you know, break regulative principles. No. We are getting the highest, but Mahaprabhu expects us be exemplary. So this is Lord Chaitanya's special gift to mankind, you know. So we are very fortunate that we are connected to Lord Chaitanya's movement. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu has, you know, Abaddha Karuna Sindhu Nitai Katiya Mohan Gare Gare Bule Preme Aniyar Ban. So Karuna Sindhu, the ocean of mercy was Baddha, it was bound, it was sealed. The ocean of mercy was sealed. Abaddha Karuna Sindhu Nitai Katiya Mohan. Lord Nityananda Prabhu came and cut that seal. Just imagine you are in a place, there is a door, and behind that door is a huge ocean. And you are in this room. And somebody opens that door. What happens? You are completely drowned in that ocean. So love for Krishna was like that ocean, Baddha. So Lord Nityananda, Abaddha Karuna Sindhu, he just... And what happened? Ghare Ghare Bule Preme Aniyarban. So the whole world was drowned. So we are so fortunate that, you know, we can sit here and speak on pure devotional service with no qualification. We can hear, we can do, we can have a rich feast, prasadam. We can do so much Krishna consciousness. It's all the causeless mercy of Srila Prabhupada, the Parampara and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you. Hare Krishna. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande.
Hare Krishna. Yes, few more minutes I'll take before we can all go for prasadam. So, thank you Rajvihari Po for such a nice class. Hare Krishna. So today is a very auspicious day. Today is 1st December 2013. Whose birthday? Sarang Thakur's appearance. Anyways, today is the day when our book distribution marathon is beginning. So we wish you all success for this entire month. And I remember one nice story of Srila Prabhupada. One time Srila Prabhupada, Gaurampur told the story that Srila Prabhupada in the early days of Krishna consciousness would often see devotees going to nearby shops and buying something. So especially happened in India that Prabhupada would tell them not to go here and there and take just prasad, whatever is available at temple. So one day, but still devotees would sneak in and they could not control, so they would go. The early days of our movement. So a particular restaurant was there and some devotees had gone there to eat some sweets. So they were kind of trying to do it in a hidden way. But that day, Srila Prabhupada happened to go from that area and Prabhupada stopped at that restaurant. And Prabhupada peeped in and saw many devotees there. And saw those devotees were eating sweets. And Prabhupada saw those were Bengali sweets. So Prabhupada said to all of them, Bengali sweets, excellent sweets, one should take. And Prabhupada went ahead. So this devotee who recollected his pastime, he also told that some days later, Prabhupada picked up his book, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Prabhupada said, this is the most excellent Bengali sweet ever produced. So, we have so many sweets with us. You have seen sweet boxes lying around the temple. Those are mithai boxes. And in the month of December, we have to, whatever profession we are doing, we have to add one more profession in our life. We have to become mithai walas and market this mithai. We have many mithais. We have Bengali mithais, Chaitanya Charita Amrit. We have Kurukshetra mithai, Bhagavad Gita. And we have Badrinath ki mithai, Srimad Bhagavatam. So there are so many mithais we can distribute. Srila Prabhupada was one such mithai wala. In fact, he made all of his forefathers very proud of him. Just like if someone is a hotelier, he opens a hotel and then his children grow up and they expand the business and they make more hotels. The father is very proud of his son. So Prabhupada was like such a son where he not only marketed his mithais of his forefathers, the parampara, but he also opened shops all over the world. So now we have to carry on and we have to also distribute the sweets. So mithai boxes are available, plenty. And we have a mithai godown also. Sorry, book godown. And our Mithai Wala Shadbhuj Prabhu is waiting for all of you. You can go there and take those Mithai boxes and distribute those Mithais. As we mentioned last time, we this time have a 4 bus parties who have already left from here. The first senior bus party, consisting of many senior devotees, brahmacharis from Radha Gopinath Temple, they have gone to Chennai this time. It's a difficult place because many of them do not know Tamil language. But when I asked them how you are going to communicate, they said, Prabhupada said, whenever there is fire, when fire is there, you do not have to communicate. Everyone understands, you know. So when there is a problem, you communicate that the world is in danger, there is so much problem, the only solution is Bhagavad Gita. So these devotees are going to Chennai. We have the party is led by Sri Chaitanya Prabhu. And in that party we have many devotees. One of the main devotees in that party is Mathura Mohan Prabhu. You may all know Mathura Mohan Prabhu. He is now almost nearing 60. And he was so happy when I saw him going at morning 5:15 a.m. On Friday. He was looking 20 years younger because of his enthusiasm, happiness. And I just joked with him and said, Prabhuji, you never eat rice, you know. South India you go, you'll get only rice, no chapati. I said, ek bina tapasya kar lenge, koi baat nahi. So he was ready to do the tapasya and he went ahead. Every year he goes, this year he also is gone. Along with Mathura Mohan Prabhu, we have Jagannath Prabhu, one of our very veteran bus party leaders. He has gone at advance party to book companies. We have Balram Shakti Prabhu, we have Panch Pandav Prabhu, Achutanand Prabhu, Nitaya Prasad Prabhu, Guru Gaurang Prabhu and Rasikacharya Prabhu. This is Chennai bus party. The second bus party consisting of head by Ras Govind Prabhu has gone to Panthanagar near Delhi. Not Delhi but very far away, but around that area, Panthanagar. And he has around 3 counselors with him who are going to help in book distribution. And from here, just yesterday, Damodar Prabhu, our kitchen in charge, and Akinchan Krishna Prabhu, they also joined them. They're going to reach just now there, Panthanagar. It's a very cold place. And then we have our BT ashram, Brahmachari Trainee Ashram, so that those devotees are also divided into 2 groups. One group is going to already reached Pathankot. Pathankot is well known because of cricket actually. So Pathankot is a very, very important trade center. Actually, it's very close to Jammu. So at this time in December to go to Jammu or any place close to Jammu is very cold. I am going for 2 days there, but I was told by devotees who went ahead that Prabhu, when you come, not only sweater, you should bring inners, you should bring gloves, you should bring socks and at least 2 monkey caps. So I was thinking for 2 days I am going, I have to carry all those things. And I was wondering that they are going to stay for 1 month. Bombay Wala staying there for 1 month can be a difficult task, but they are still there. They are doing Pathankot and Firozpur, those areas. And the second bus party, the BT bus party, has gone to Yavatmal in Maharashtra. So when I wrote the word Yavatmal, so many devotees said it is a very auspicious place because Yavatmal corresponds to Yavat. Yavat is a place in Vrindavan, Javat or Yavat. This is Radharani's place. Anyways, so we hope that we'll be able to do something. Nothing happens without the blessings of Vaishnavas. So we request all of you to pray to Shri Radha Gopinath and Shri Prabhupada that these bus parties, they have gone with such eagerness and enthusiasm, they can return after doing book distribution successfully there. Apart from this, there are many more things which I would like to also speak. A very important thing is this year we are adding a little in an organized way a follow-up system for a book distribution. Generally, we never did it organized way, but we are doing it. This is part of GBC Outreach Committee policy. So the GBC Outreach has come with a policy that since we are distributing so many books in marathon, we should also try to cultivate and get people back, you know, those who are taking books. Otherwise, books are gone, people are also gone. We hope they will read Prabhupada's books, but if you can cultivate them, get them, that will be very nice. So part of the outreach is that we are making a sheet which anyone who goes to book go down, you can get those sheets. When you go to book distribution, you keep the sheet with you, and whenever someone buys a book from you, he looks very interested, you write down his name, you write down the locality he stays, the language he has taken, and also write down his number, and if possible immediately give him a missed call to check his number. So then this whole sheet which you have filled up in your own full month of book distribution, don't lose them, lose that sheet. Get that sheet and submit it to the book go down. We are having one devotee who will be working on it. He will be sending SMS to all these people. First SMS will go thanking them for buying the Bhagavad Gita. And second SMS will be about the Gita course which we have in our temple. So that is the plan. So we'll see how we go about this follow-up. It all depends on the sheets which we receive from all of you. And one more thing, last time when we did this book distribution seminar program in the Sunday feast, I met one devotee, very senior congregation member, Umesh Chandra Prabhu, and he shared this nice story with me that Umesh Chandra Prabhu had taken some Gitas with him in the office. His office is in somewhere in South Bombay. So very close to his office, there are a lot of jhopadpattis there, you know, and there are makeshift shops there. So there is one shop of a tailor, a Muslim tailor, he used to go regularly there, and whenever he had some torn clothes or buttons coming out, he would get a stitch. So he remembers that he just gave a book. He wanted to give a book, Bhagavad Gita. He had a book, so he wanted to give a gift to that fellow. So he was a Muslim person. He just gave him a book of Bhagavad Gita to him and accepted the gift. So years later, what happened, that Muslim tailor also had an assistant who was an Indian young boy. This happened 3-4 years before when he gave this Gita, and a year or a year or so later, this tailor died. He was a very old man. And suddenly even the shop disappeared. So Prabhuji was searching for a shop. He could not get a shop. And then finally one day when he was going to the other lane, then he saw the shop. Because a makeshift shop, the shop was shifted to some other place. And in that shop, he saw that boy. Now who had learned the profession, he was doing a tailoring business. So he went and asked him, "How are you?" And very surprisingly, he saw that this person was having the same Gita next to him, the shop, and he was reading that Gita. So very interestingly asked, "What you are doing?" He said, "I am now chanting Hare Krishna also." And he was regularly chanting some 8 rounds something. And he had no idea about temple or devotees. So Prabhuji then cultivated him nicely and brought him to temple. And now that assistant, who is just a poor boy, is chanting 16 rounds and regularly comes on Sunday programs. I don't know whether he is here or not. But that's what the whole thing is. The Shastradan. Now we are doing Shastradan. That means you give the book to someone else and he gets benefited. Or you tell someone to give books. That is the concept of Shastradan. Last time around 20,000 books were distributed in villages of India through Shastradan. So this time also devotees were very busy, who cannot go on the street and distribute books. But you want to do something, then they can do the Shastradan, either themselves or they can encourage their friends to help in Shastradan. And apart from this, the last but not the least, we have got our railway permissions for book distribution. And the Western Railway permission we have got in Mahalakshmi, Lower Parel, Elphiston, Dadar, Bandra, Vilepale, Andheri, Malad, Goregaon, Kandivali, Borivali, Mira Road and Masai Road. So those devotees who are interested can take this letter from Bugodown. For Central, we have Parel, Sain, Vidya Vihar, Kanjurmark, in the Harbour Line, GTB Nagar, then Diva, Ullas Nagar, Vithalwadi and Barlapur. Getting this permission is not very easy actually, very difficult task. I remember Vajvihari Pu had shared one nice story when he was doing book distribution many years back. He was telling me this, that in government offices he used to go. And that time he remembers, it was very difficult to distribute. First of all, take permission and go inside and distribute Prabhupada books. But he happened to go to an office. He was told by all the government employees, you should specifically go and distribute books to this person, you know. And when he went to the office, that office had this sign, you know, Mr. Khan. His name was Khan. And when he opened the office door, he saw that Mr. Khan was wearing Kantimal and Tilak. So what happened later, I will not tell you, but the point is that whenever you go to a government office, there can be a lot of challenges. And therefore every year, whenever Rishikesh Anandpur goes for railway permissions, it is a big challenge for him. Because often he is always criticized or commented upon by this. Many people, they say that, aap dhanda karte hai, kitna commission milta hai. And they keep, you know, postponing and delaying the whole process. Well, Rishikesh Anandpur was again this year with the same intention, thinking that aaj ebar bhi takleef hoga. So he went to the railway office to take permission. But book distribution can be of lot of surprises. And what surprise he got, we'll hear from him only. So we'll call Rishikesh Anand Prabhu here and see what happened to him when he went this time for railway permissions. Hare Krishna. You want to announce? Drama ticket will be available after the announcements outside Bhaktivedanta Hall.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Baldev Prabhu. Before I share my experience, some other small incidents which happened here. One instruction from Mathura Mohan Prabhu, because Baldev Prabhu was telling about Mathura Mohan Prabhu. We started with yoga classes for the brahmacharis. Many brahmacharis go on the terrace for the yoga classes. So we had put a notice on the notice board that all those who want yoga mats can write their names. So there were 50 names. Everybody got the yoga mat. And first day there was a big strength. After a few days, like, the yoga mats were there and devotees were lying on the yoga mats. And some devotees asked, Prabhu, what are you doing? No, I am doing shavasana, you know, shavasana. So different yoga teachers are coming and teaching here. So our brahmachari Vrajras Prabhu got one of his friend who is a judo master, judo teacher. So he came one day and he was teaching some techniques and exercises for the brahmacharis. So after he finished his demonstration, we were discussing, we brahmacharis were discussing. नहीं इतना छोटा सा है वो इतना पतला है क्या क्या करेगा वो क्या करता है सो आई वॉज टेलिंग देम दैट सी आई हैव ऑल्सो डन सम मार्शल आर्ट्स एंड यू नो इट्स एक्चुअली टेक्निक वी यू दिस पीपल दे यूज अदर पर्सन्स पावर एंड मेक देम फॉल डाउन एंड आई वॉज टेलिंग देम दैट यू नो आई हैव सीन आई हैव टू गो फॉर कैंप्स martial art camps, and these judo people would come and give demonstration, and I would see that small girls, choti choti ladkiya, bade bade ladkon ko gira deti thi technique se. Aur Mathura Mohan Prabhu was passing from there and he said, brahmachari ko kaun girati hai? To fir bola, brahmachari ladki to girayegi na. So he was saying that. We all were standing there, we were laughing. He said, don't waste your time. He said, book bato, nahi to aap gir jaoge. One brahmachari who could not control his laughter, he started laughing and he actually fell down on the floor. We have different pastimes happening during this book marathon. Few years back, we were at, just like every year, we were on the Dadar bridge, and Sudama Prabhu was there distributing books. He was making wonderful announcements. Kahan se aa rahe ho, kahan ja rahe ho? Kahan se aa rahe ho, kahan ja rahe ho? Kahan se aa rahe ho, pata nahi. Kahan ja rahe ho, pata nahi. Sab bhag rahe, har koi bhag rahe train pakadne ke liye. Kuch log sunte the aur haste the. So Sudama Prabhu was making such announcements. He was saying that vatsal tar vatsal, if you read, you will be saved. So sometimes people would laugh, sometimes they would come and take the book. Senior book distributors have said that one of the techniques to distribute book is that when the customer comes to the table, you hand over the Bhagavad Gita in his hand. Let him touch the book. As he opens the book, he reads one page. You don't tell anything. You don't speak anything to him. Let Prabhupada preach him. It's heart to heart. So Sudama Prabhu was making announcements. After some time he said, Prabhu, mera gala sukh raha hai, main ja raha hu. Nahi Prabhu, beto, kya announcement kar rahe hai aap? Dekho kitne log aa rahe hai. Aap beto. Nahi, aapko kya chahiye? Haan, wo santri wala hai na. Humne kaha, theek hai, main santra deta hu. So I brought the santris from there and gave it to him. He was sitting on the trunk there in a royal position, just like a vyasasana on the bridge. and making announcements, one person came. So he called him, So he took the book and he was trying to hand over to that person. He said, no, pop. So he said, kaya la. Bola, aaj Sunday hai na, to thoda non-veg khaya hai, haath nahi laga sakta hai. Sudama Prabhu took a plastic bag, pushed that Bhagavad Gita into the plastic bag. Aap bhi haath laga sakte hai. So we don't know, miracles happen. Prabhupada gives intelligence, Lord Krishna gives intelligence, and the books go. I was there on the book table, and every day one person was coming there. Same person, at a particular time. First I thought that might be some railway officer and is trying to see that what we are doing. We are not supposed to, we are only supposed to display the books, but not sell. But actually we are selling books actually. So I thought that he is some railway officer. He was coming every day. So then he started speaking to me. So what is there in this book, that book? So I thought that this person is taking my time. One of the techniques to distribute book is, if somebody comes and he shows some interest, that okay, I want to purchase the book. He's showing some interest. Then you start telling him about the Bhagavad Gita, about the Bhagavad. But you should not spend more time. You should not say, okay, now अभी प्रहलाद महाराज आए थे, उन्होंने ये किया, और फिर परीक्षित महाराज आए, और फिर नरसिंहदेव आए, पूरा भागवत कथा आप आधे घंटे तक समझा रहे हो. So one of the techniques is just take 2 minutes. Within 2 minutes, if you can convince him, if he takes the books, that is good. Otherwise, you see for the next customer. So this person who was coming every day, meeting me, taking my time. So one day, Gaurang Prabhu was there. He also came for distributing books. He was sitting there. And this person saw Gaurang Prabhu. And he came near me. He said that, ye TV pe aate ke maj? So I said, yes. He is our very senior Maharaj, you know. He gives lectures, Sony TV and Aastha channel. He is there. Maine suna hai unka lectures. Mere ko thoda Maharaj se mila do na. Thoda aashirwad chahiye Maharaj se. So I said, okay, anyhow, he's taking a lot of my time. So I took him to Gaurang Prabhu. Gaurang Prabhu was sitting there on the chair and distributing books. So I told Gaurang Prabhu, he wants your Ashirvad. Gaurang Prabhu asked him that, haan, kahan rehte ho? Maharaj, Kalyan mein rehta ho. Oh, Kalyan. Achha. Kaun hai ghar mein? Mere mata pita, main aur meri patni. Gaurang Prabhu took 5 books. ठीक है ये ले लो और इनको 350 रुपया दे दो. वो ऐसे देखते रह गया और फिर उसने उसने अपने पॉकेट में हाथ डाला और ये ओपन दिस वैलेट एंड ही गेव 350 रुपीज टू मी. सो प्योरिटी इज द फोर्स, यू नो. दूसरे दिन वही व्यक्ति आया. मैं बोला, सर आज आशीर्वाद चाहिए आपको. ही अंडरस्टूड. सो आई गो एवरी ईयर फॉर गेटिंग दिस रेलवे परमिशंस. एंड यू नो एक्चुअली वी ब्रेक ऑल दिस रूल्स. देर आर सेवरल रूल्स ऑन दिस परमिशन लेटर्स दैट वी कैन नॉट सेल द बुक्स. वी शुड ओनली डिस्प्ले. वी कैन नॉट यूज द लाउड स्पीकर. And then you have permission only for one table. So every year when I go, then I have to face them, you know. There are so many complaints, you know. There are so many envious people and people from other communities. They keep on complaining, the station manager and railway officers, that these people are creating nuisance, they are disturbing, they are shouting, we cannot hear the announcements. So I go every year. So then I hear these officers, Maharaj, kya kar rahe aap? हर साल आते हैं आप. अरे हम देखते हैं कि ये शिव जयंती एक दिन का होता है, अंबेडकर जयंती एक दिन का होता है, लेकिन आपका गीता जयंती ये क्या 1 दिसंबर से लेके 31 दिसंबर, इतना दिन. बोला, नहीं नहीं सर, क्या है वो महाभारत की लड़ाई 18 दिन तक हुई थी और भगवद गीता में 18 अध्याय. सर कम से कम 18 दिन का परमिशन तो दे दो सर, क्या कैसा होगा, भला कैसा होगा लोगों का? नहीं नहीं, और वो टेबल कितने टेबल लगाते हैं एक प्लेटफॉर्म पे, एक एक ब्रिज के ऊपर इतने सारे टेबल लगते हैं। नहीं नहीं सर, क्या है ना, वो हमारे कुछ प्रभु जी लोग रहते हैं और माता जी लोग रहते हैं, तो हम लोग साथ में नहीं कर सकते ना, तो एक प्रभु जी का टेबल रहता है और वहां पे माता जी लोगों का टेबल रहता है, तो इससे क्या दो दो टेबल लगाने पड़ते हैं। तो बोले नहीं नहीं, और आप लोग उस लाउड स्पीकर लगाते हैं उसका क्या है? नहीं नहीं सर, थोड़ा सा क्या है ना, इतने लोग, इतना आवाज हो रहा है, आपका अनाउंसमेंट चलते रहता है, हमारा सर लोग हमारी तरफ ध्यान ही नहीं देते, कैसे हम सुनेंगे? आपका चलता रहता है अनाउंसमेंट, इतने थूकू नका थूक लिया नहीं रोग पसरता सर, लेकिन हम लोग ना क्या अच्छा गोविंदम आदि पुरुषम सुनाते लोगों को, अंगानी यस्य सकलेन्द्रिय वित्तिमान्ति, पीपल इंस्टेड ऑफ बाइंग बुक्स देवर आर स्टार्टेड आस्किंग सर ये सीडी कहां से मिलेगा। So I had to face these people, this officer every day, every time whenever I go to get the permission. So this year I was thinking, again now I have to hear these people, you know. So I went to this officer and I knocked the door, I entered inside, Hare Krishna sir. And he welcomed, he got up from this seat. Hare Krishna Maharaj, aaiye aaiye baithiye. And then he told his pune, अरे पानी लेके आओ महाराज के लिए, महाराज चाय पियेंगे कॉफी? नहीं नहीं, हम लोग चाय कॉफी नहीं, नहीं नहीं शरबत पियो, शरबत मंगा था। नहीं 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 सर, इट्स ओके ओके सर, वो परमिशन के लिए, हाँ ओके ओके आओ बैठो 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 कुर्सी पे बैठो। तो देन आई स्टार्टेड थिंकिंग, अभी वो प्रेम से, बहुत प्रेम से मुझे सब समझाएगा। सो आई वॉज थिंकिंग क्या अभी परमिशन हुआ नहीं हुआ, क्या हुआ, क्या बोलने वाला है पता नहीं। हाँ बैठो बैठो, आप बैठो आप बैठो। Then he said that you have applied for so many stations and I have sanctioned all your permissions. Right from 1st of December till 31st of December. So I was surprised that this person, like, so then I started telling him, sir, you remember I had brought that VIP invitation card for Janmashtami, but sir, you didn't turn up. No, no, I was very busy, you know. My 15 CLs are pending. But we are on such a position and so much responsibility is there that I have not utilized my this 15 permissions, 15 CLs. So then I said, sir, this is Mahaprasad for you and this is New Year calendar for you, sir, and this is frame for you. So he was very happy. Then I started asking him, sir, sir, have you visited any time? Yes, 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 yes. I have visited several ISKCON temples. I have been to Gujarat in different parts and Swami Prabhupada is doing a great job till today. Even today he is doing a great service to the entire humanity and I feel that you should distribute books. I was very discouraged this year. I was thinking that actually my mother was last 1 month she was in ICCU. She got a cardiac heart attack and she was on the ventilator. So last 1 month I had sleepless nights. I was sleeping outside the ICCU every day. So I was thinking that I am tired. And every year this marathon is coming. This year I will take a back seat. I will not distribute books. But then this railway person is telling, Maharaj, koi chinta mat karo. Koi bhi problem aayega na, mujhe contact karo personally. Aap books baato. Aap books baato. देखो कितने लोग आ रहे हैं हमारे पास, अलग अलग कम्युनिटी के लोग आ रहे हैं कि हमको ये होली बुक बांटना है, ये बांटना है, लेकिन महाराज आप बांटो, आपको कुछ प्रॉब्लम रहेगा ना मुझे कांटेक्ट करो। सो आई वॉज फीलिंग दैट आई वुड टेक अ बैक सीट बट देन आई फील दैट प्रभुपाद एंड कृष्णा इज actually inspiring everyone of us to distribute books. Srila Prabhupada Marathon ki.
Hare Krishna, thank you Rishikesh Anthu for your wonderful announcements. So you all remember long years back, Dadar was moving great and now the other is very dry, because for last 3-4 years Rishikesh Anandpur has been involved in certain difficult situations because of his family situations in legal matters. So let us pray to Radha Gopinath that something happens good, so that our Dadar ke father returns back and then he can create sensation, because he was the one person who was from morning 4 o'clock till night 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock, he would sit there and so many devotees would join him. And I remember one day he did 1008 Bhagavad Gitas on Dadar. Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.